likelihood for the first half of it is pretty high. I think that Vin Diesel is very much a guy who wants all of his movies to be franchises so he can make money and he's, you know, he can buy a jet or something, buy a small country. I don't know. Okay, Nerdy Legion, this episode is going to be foreshadowing of things to come because this is the way that the news goes at the end of the year. We had a couple of weeks, or a couple episodes at least, towards the beginning of October that looked like this, and I said, this is the way it's going, and then we had a little bit of an uptick in the news, and that was pretty welcome and awesome, but now it seems to be sliding back down, and we're getting mostly rumors. So, as we get into the news, thank you for joining me. I am Dustin. This is Comic Talk Today. The name of the show is Comic Talk Headlines, and we are going to talk about all of the things in the movies realm, in the TV streaming realm, and any rumors I could get my grubby little mitts on. Thank you very much for joining me. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform of choice and check out nerdylegion.com for all of the other podcasts we offer on said subject of nerddom. Thank you again very much. Now let's talk about the news. Let's talk TV streaming. And honestly, TV streaming section is all follow-ups, so it's going to go really quick, even though there's like five pieces to talk about. First up is Titans. Season 3 has begun filming already, so we are going forward with production there. We have Lock and Key. We have a report that they have already been renewed for a fourth season, even though we haven't even seen the second season, and they just barely kind of sort of announced the renewal for a third season. This is also through a tertiary source, so it could be this source is mistaken and they're just mixing things up, but it is a reliable source and they don't generally mix things up, so it is what it is. Check the link in the description. Sandman, the Neil Gaiman series. Gaiman says that production has begun, so we should be looking for casting announcements, quote-unquote, soon. If production has already begun, you would think they already have all their casting in place, but I don't know. I don't know exactly how all that stuff works in Hollywood. I just know, like, production in general. Anyway, so we're moving on. Next, we're talking about Star Trek Discovery. Flying in the face of all of those negative rumors that have been floating about, we have a green light for a fourth season on Star Trek Discovery as season 3 gets underway with the airing. And finally, we have an update for The Simpsons. Treehouse of Horror this year has been moved because sports. The episode has been moved to November 1st. So you're going to have to wait a couple of extra days in order to see the new Simpsons Treehouse of Horror, which kind of makes my heart sink a little bit, but it is what it is. Now we're talking about movies. We have a couple of pieces of movies. First up is the follow-up piece that we have for this section, and that is Static Shock. It was just announced that Michael B. Jordan's production company, Outlier Society, has been brought in to not only do the Static Shock movie that we've been keeping tabs on, but also potentially all of the Milestone properties that make it into the movieverse. Michael B. Jordan's official statement makes it sound like it is going to be a full universe, so that's kind of freaking awesome. I'm really, really excited to see what comes out of all of this, so we will definitely be keeping close tabs on that. But moving right along, we have news on the last Starfighter sequel. Do you remember this guy? I don't remember where the image goes, so if you're not watching the episode and you're only listening to the episode, I apologize, but this is a very visual piece because I honestly, for a good portion of my adolescence into my young adulthood, I could not remember the name of this movie. I only had this image in my head of this weird alien creature and like space battles and things and crazy, but it is The Last Starfighter is the name of that movie. If you were like me and go, man, I can see that in my head, but I don't know what it's from. Well, there you go. They are reportedly still, this movie came out in 1984. They are still working on potentially getting a sequel done for this. So the original screenwriter, Jonathan Betuel, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, Jonathan Betuel and his writer partner, Gary Whitta, are both working, actively working on the sequel to this. It seems the reason it took so long is because they had to wait until the rights reverted back into their hands, and they're saying that they had to take steps in order to make that happen, so I don't know exactly where that stands, but super exciting to see what happens 36 years later. Yes, 37 years later even. That it'll be really interesting to see. And then our final piece in news for movies has to do with movie theaters. And this is a very interesting thing. It is a little bit more meta as far as movies go. Movie theaters owned by the AMC chain, which is the largest chain in the United States, and the Alamo Drafthouse are both doing something very similar. You can rent an entire theater, not like the concession stands and everything, but like a screening room. You can rent an entire theater for, at AMC, it's about $100, and at the Alamo Drafthouse, it's about $150. You get the whole theater for you and 19 of your closest friends, because everybody has 20 friends, right? So it's very interesting, but the more interesting part about this is they haven't fully said what that entails. So that $100, it sounds like, is just for the room itself and an old movie that isn't a new release. If you want a new release, that could run you up to as much as $350. So if you want to watch Tenet with you and 19 of your closest friends, then that is an option as long as you got four bills in your pocket. And then they also have not said, and there is speculation around the fact that you may or may not also have to buy certain amount of concessions as well. Or if you rent the room, do your other friends have to pay a ticket to the theater? There's a whole lot of not information about this. But yeah, it's very interesting, and hopefully this does enough to keep them afloat so we still have movie theaters to go to once, you know, quarantine ends. That is everything in the movies section, though. And now, rumor mill. We have quite a bit to talk about. It is in exactly, actually more than a third of the notes is rumor mill. So, like I said, this is the reason why we're going to be scaling things back through November and such. So we're starting things off. We have no confirmations or refutations. Nothing has been officially shut down, but that does lead us into Spider-Man 3. Now, I'll come out the gate with the quote-unquote official announcement from Sony. The quote-unquote official announcement from Sony is that the Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire rumors have not been... Or what was the exact rumor? So those rumored castings are not confirmed, is the exact quote from Sony. Those rumored castings are not confirmed. So what does that mean? Because that is very interesting vocabulary. Saying that they're not confirmed means that maybe they're actually actively trying to get this to happen, means that those rumors are probably close to home. This statement might as well have not even happened. They might as well have not even addressed this, and there would be more validity to, or there would be less validity to the rumors if they had not said this, or if they had maybe chosen different words. But those rumored castings are not confirmed, is kind of sounds like we actually haven't got them to sign the contract yet, but guys, trust us, we're trying. So that being said, any news outlet that says, oh, Sony squashed this, really didn't read the report. So let's get into all of the rumors, because we have so many rumors. We have so many rumors about Spider-Man. There's two rumor sections, or there's two bullet points for the Spider-Man rumors. So first up, we're talking about the live action stuff, Spider-Man 3. We do have more sources saying the same stuff, that both Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are being cast. Maybe they haven't officially been cast yet, but Sony's trying, man. They're trying to get Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield in as their respective Spider-Men. And now there is a new source, or a new rumor from a reliable source that hadn't been reporting on this yet, but is now reporting on it, saying that not only are we getting those two castings, but they are actively casting for Miles Morales. There was a reported leaked cast video where it was an actor who was auditioning for the role that seems to be like a fan film or maybe something else that deals with Miles Morales, because that character seemed much older than the character from the comic books. So maybe this multiverse thing catches that version of Miles Morales that isn't going to be the proper version of the character in some sort of weird future. I don't know. There was a lot kind of suspect about that casting video, but the Miles Morales thing is a different thing unto itself. So not only are they also actively casting for Miles Morales, but they are also going to be giving Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire their own standalone movies that exist in this multiverse, according to this rumor. And not only that, but we also have rumor that they're going to be cameoing in a proper MCU movie at some point, which very likely could be the Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, if this is a thing. And then there was, oh God, there was something else. Solo movies. Oh, and then even more recent, we have another rumor. This one from a much less reliable source. So this one is very much grain of sand, salt, whatever. Topher Grace. They're looking at bringing Topher Grace back for a cameo, according to the rumor. So very, very briefly, for his role as that version of Venom. Just so weird. So let's break these down. All right, so casting of Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire, we've already talked about that. It's Midland. With the new statement from Sony, I'm going to increase the likelihood. We're going up to about 70% likely that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are being looked at to be coming back. Again, whether or not they've signed the contract is a completely different thing. And then Miles Morales, I'm going to put that just as high, because if they're going for those two, it would make sense that we get Miles Morales. So we're going, again, 70% for Miles Morales. As far as giving them solo movies in the Sony Spider-Man-less verse, this seems much less likely to me. I'm going to go probably about 40% likely that that's actually a thing. It is still possible, but not probable, is the way we're going with that. And then Topher Grace coming back as Venom. Again, this gets a little bit more credibility because of the thing from Sony, because of the whole multiverse thing. But Topher Grace, 50-50 on Topher. All right, so we're moving on. Next, we're talking about Superman. We have a new rumor that Matt Reeves, DC Universe, so the version of the DC Universe that Matt Reeves is creating with his Batman movie starring Robert Pattinson, it is rumored now that Warner Brothers wants to give Reeves the ability to do a Superman movie or set of movies in that same universe. This seems pretty possible. I'm not going to lie. This is pretty possible. I'm 50-50 on this because I feel like a fair amount really, really, really relies on if those previous rumors about Robert Pattinson being very difficult, so much so that we could not be getting sequels. If that rumor's true, then it's probably not going to spawn a whole universe. But if it's not true, then there's more credibility. So you see where I'm going with this. There's a lot that could go either way. It's really dependent on a bunch of other things. So 50-50% chance that we are going to be seeing a Superman movie from Matt Reeves with a different actor in the big blue spandex. Next, we're talking about Swamp Thing. This one we saw coming a long, long time ago, when actually the initial announcement that they were moving Swamp Thing over to the CW, there was a bunch of initial conjecture that, oh, this could potentially lead into more Swamp Thing after the airing of season one. Well, now we officially have rumors that are saying, yes, the CW and Berlanti are all going crazy for the Swamp Things, and we're going to be getting a season two on CW. Likelihood for this, I'm putting at about 60%. It's stronger than not, but still not super strong. All right, and then we've got Vader. We have a new Vader series reportedly coming to the Disney Plus app. This is, if it is a thing, it will be following pretty closely the comic books over on Marvel Comics that did super, super well and were actually really good reads. If you haven't read the Vader series that came out after A New Hope, the Force Awakens, there was a Vader series that came out. It was really, really good. I think it actually might still be going on, but I kind of stopped keeping tabs, and I apologize. I know, take my nerd card. I apologize. Anyway, so it will be following that, and it will be starring Hayden Christensen. This is probable. I feel like 75% likelihood that this will be a thing. I don't know about the Hayden Christensen aspect of it, but that also kind of just makes sense. They've been keeping him under wraps for a long, long time, as evidenced by the Salt Lake Comic-Con fiasco. So, yeah, 75% likelihood this will happen. Next, we're talking about the other Spider-Man piece. We have a Spider-Verse rumor. The Spider-Verse, remember, this is the animated one that Sony has majority control over. I wouldn't say sole control, but majority control. Spider-Verse is now getting rumored that there will be a third movie. And actually, that the third movie is in early stages of production. Likelihood for this one? I would say it's pretty strong. We're going to go 50-50. It seems super early to be making those kind of statements. But with the success of the first Spider-Verse movie and presumably with the interest for the second Spider-Verse movie, it kind of stands to reason that we'll at least get a trilogy out of this. Beyond that is going to be the really shaky ground. So we'll say 50-50 now. That'll very likely go up in likelihood as we get closer to the second movie. And then we're moving to Star Trek. We have a new rumor that Paramount is looking to bring in Benedict Cumberbatch for multiple Star Trek movies, meaning they want to explore the Kelvin timeline a little bit more, and they're just starting with Benedict Cumberbatch, maybe. Also, part of this rumor is that they want to make a solo Khan movie, starring, of course, Benedict Cumberbatch. I love this. I think this would be amazing. I want this to be 100% true. I can't say that there's any reason to believe it. Matter of fact, I can say that with the announcements that we've been getting recently from Paramount about Star Trek, it seems that the rumors about them focusing mostly on television right now are legit. So that kind of drops the likelihood for this to be happening. I'm going to say this is about 40% likelihood that they're going to be doing this. I think with all of these factors in place, so Benedict Cumberbatch on for multiple movies and a Khan solo movie starring Benedict Cumberbatch, I think all of those things make it a little bit less likely. So we're going 40% on that one. Next, we are talking about Ryan Reynolds. This one is specifically the actor is looking for a new video game property to do. And there are other rumors that are linking him to the other rumored game property that is in the works of Quake. Ryan Reynolds wanting to do a video game rumor and a Quake movie. So those are two separate rumors that are being linked here. We're going to deal with them separately. Ryan Reynolds wanting to do video game properties. No reason not to. 80%, absolutely. There's very little possibility that this is not a thing. As far as it being Quake or as far as a Quake movie being in the works, this one's a little less likely because Quake is much less relevant in the cultural zeitgeist as it once was, say, in the late 90s, early 2000s, or even before that. So 50-50% chance because the fans aren't really asking for this, but Hollywood is pretty tone deaf, so it could go either way. Next, we're moving over to Deadpool. That's right, Deadpool. We're going from Ryan Reynolds into Deadpool. Deadpool, we're reportedly going to be getting a third movie and a fourth movie, which are now in development. And there is a report that one of the two of these movies is going to be a team up with Venom. Okay, so there's a lot in there to digest. Third and fourth movie now in development, probably not. Third movie, maybe, but the factoring in of the fourth movie totally throws this off. So that's 30% we're going both of them. If we're just looking at a third movie is early in development right now, I would say that was probably 80% likely that that is the case because, again, it's about freaking time, but because the rumor also includes a fourth movie, I can't get behind that very much at all. And then the team up with Venom, 0%. That is never going to happen unless Disney absorbs Sony somehow or they get the rights back to all those characters. And even then, Deadpool and Venom, probably not together. Deadpool and Spidey, for sure. Deadpool and Venom, no. All right, so moving on, we're moving over to the other Vin Diesel franchise, and that is Triple X. Remember, he's got a bunch of them, and this is just the one that this is like the bastard stepchild. So Triple X, we are now rumored to be getting a fourth movie, and not just that, but the rumor goes on to say that this is potentially going to be a launch pad for a new Xander Cage trilogy. Likelihood for the first half of it is pretty high. I think that I think that Vin Diesel is very much a guy who wants all of his movies to be franchises so he can make money and he's, you know, he can buy a jet or something, buy a small country. I don't know. So likelihood that we're getting a fourth XXX movie, I'll say probably 65 to 70, somewhere in that neighborhood. As far as it being the launching board for a new trilogy, again, yeah, sure, why not? 60%. Less likely that it will happen, so we're going to kind of combine the two of it will happen versus what they want to happen. So we're going about 60% on that. Our next rumor is actually a data mine. Again, I feel weird putting data mines in to the actual section that they belong in, which is usually gaming, because there is so much possibility for things to change because programmers change their mind, video game companies do things to troll their fans, so on and so forth. So Apex Legends, the rumor is that, or the data mine shows us that Horizon is the next character. I think that's actually been officially announced. But the part that is the data mine is the abilities of Horizon. We have soft landing for her passive. We have her tactical is repulsor, gravity lift, and we have ultimate as being a black hole. You can check the show notes and see the kind of a better breakdown of what all of these imply. It's a data mine. I have to put that at like 90%. If I were to go any lower than that, I'd be silly, especially after the Mortal Kombat debacle. So our final rumor has to do with The Walking Dead. We are talking about King Ezekiel is potentially going to be getting a prequel series. According to one source, and another source is saying, no, it's not a prequel series, it is a continuation series. I don't think that's a thing. I've already shown my hand on the sequel series, because I don't think that's going to happen. So 0% sequel. But prequel series for King Ezekiel. Miniseries, yes. I think there's probably like a 70 to 80% chance that we will be seeing a miniseries or a limited series featuring King Ezekiel at the center of it. As far as an ongoing series, probably not. But a miniseries, totally think that'll happen. But that is all of our rumors. That does it for this episode of Headlines, Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over once again to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts that we offer on the subject and subscribe to whichever ones or all of them you wish. Or if you want to go deeper into the news, you want to go into more subjects in the nerd news, then you can join me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, and I do more than just the news over there, so please join me, won't you? Thank you again very much, nerds. Don't forget to come back next time, and we will see you next time.